So hi, welcome to the Grenoise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with
Moose from Killer Lights.
And we have some questions to say about the upcoming album, Death Melodies. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to the announcement so far?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, it's quite nerve-wracking as a band once you write something and then you've lived with it for so long and then you finally get to release it to the world. But we've had no bad comments yet. I'm sure there will be, but not yet.
Hell yeah. Became a fan of you guys off of the back of the 2020 record, been patiently waiting for the follow-up. I'm glad it's here. The record is awesome.
It's immaculate, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a bit of a weird time to release the first album there, you know?
Yeah.
So we were like, well, that's why there was no touring, because of the pandemic and stuff, and then we just decided to jump straight into writing Death Melodies. So
fair enough. So now, will there be touring off the back of this one?
Oh yes.
All right, good. Waiting for the U.S. tour, because I saw a little bit of like some UK shows and whatnot, but patiently waiting for the U.S. shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's going to be a big forefront of our push this year. Is, you know, well, basically 90% of the band are American. It's only me and Jay, which are in the UK, and the label are American, so we need to be in America, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. So is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
The album title, yeah. I mean, when we were doing demos for the album, there was a song called Death Melodies. And I realized that James' lyrics were all about death. So I said, well, why don't we just call the album Death Melodies and call this song something else? And everyone was like, yeah, so that's a good idea. So yeah, it was just a running theme of death. So I thought it'd be and it's quite a melodic album too. So it just fits.
What song is that? That was Death Melodies and now was named something else.
I think it was Wasting Away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album?
Yeah, it started in 2019 when we were all in LA. We had a few days together. So we wrote Broken Bones was the first song we wrote. And then the pandemic hit. So we were all stuck on the computers, file sharing, writing, you know, sending drums, sending guitar parts here and there. So that was very weird because I love writing as a team rather than on our own, you know, as an individual. Kind of opened the borders to vaccinated British people and American people. So me and the boys just like, book flight tickets, let's go. And then we, I think we wrote about six songs there, which was good, very helpful.
Hell yeah. When did the process for the record kind of finish up, at least the writing process?
Oh, it always goes right until the end, right until, you know, the record button is stopped and then that's it, songs are done. Because it can change at any minute, really. So, yes, yeah, it's constantly evolving all the time. So it never stops, really.
Makes sense. And out of curiosity, since you guys started this in 2019 with Broken Bones, when did you guys put the recording button stopped and the album was turned in? Like, curious how long you guys sat on this one for.
Well, for me, I finished my drums almost 2 years ago.
Goddamn.
Whoa.
So it's been a minute.
For me, yeah. I was like, come on.
You're like, come on, guys, just fucking finish it up. Come on.
Oh, yeah. So what song off this album took longest to write and which one is your personal favorite?
Song that took longest to write was probably Man Without a Face. Because that was like the COVID song that we were like writing apart from each other. Mm-hmm. And we were just like file sharing. The song that surprised me the most, there's probably two, is Sleep with the Devil and the last song, Drowning.
Nice.
Because I remember when I heard the demos and I was just like, whoa, this is something very, very special here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And how did you guys kind of adjust to the COVID writing process with the file sharing? Was there like a huge learning curve for you guys, or with the distance already, was it kind of second nature to a certain extent?
Yeah, definitely a bit of frustration from my part, because I'm like, I'm 43 this year, so I'm getting quite old. So me and technology are like not best friends.
Fair enough.
I had to like individually punch my drum beats in like one finger at a time. So it just took me for hours when I could have just played it in 30 seconds, you know? So that was the most frustrating part for me. But yeah, I did actually do a lot actually, which was good.
That's good. I mean, nothing beats obviously being in a room together, but definitely an interesting time for everybody, but especially bands, so.
Oh yeah, it's probably the scariest time of my life.
Sure.
For sure. Yeah. So how'd the track list for the album come about? Did you guys write the opener be the opener, closer be a closer? Did you shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
Well, the opening song and the closing song were both written at the same time, which was very strange. I think that's those two songs came about when Jay, James, and Travis got together in Minneapolis. So, and they sent me those songs, and I was like, okay, there's the album opener, and there's the album closer.
Fair enough. And
Done and
then
done.
is the rest of like the flow of the record just based off of vibes, or was there any sort of process that went into placing the rest of the songs?
No, not really. I mean, we always just write from the heart, and whatever sounds good. There's no, you know, the Travis loves. We always give Travis the job of the running order, the track running order, because I think he enjoys that. So we just give that to him.
Fair enough. And you just give them the okay. Gotcha.
So, would you be able to tell us a little bit about your headspace for this record?
I think there was never like any headspace, but looking back on it now, I think as a group, is write songs that are so good no one can ignore them, if you know what I mean. Because we felt we got a bit lost there in the COVID thing, and a lot, quite a few people were, you know, thinking, oh, that's it, they're a COVID band, they one album and done. So we thought, let's treat this as another first album.
Fair enough. Are you guys like, I'm not quite sure how to ask this. Like, how else are you trying? Is there any other way you're trying to capture people's attention outside of just like writing the best songs possible? Like anything online to like be like, we're not just a COVID band. We're actually a band that's doing this
We're
for real.
legit.
I mean, we're all pretty bad on social media. We're real quite lazy. So, no, I just think the best thing for us to do is release the music and do the old school way of, you know, getting on an airplane or getting on a bus and taking it around the world and showing the people how we perform them live, you know.
Fair enough.
For
And
sure.
the people that the music's meant for will find it, kind of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Makes sense.
Sure. So you're just letting the music kind of speak for itself. We won't see you on TikTok like doing any dances or anything.
Maybe, you never know.
Oh,
Maybe. Ah,
all right.
shit. You're right. All right. All right.
Can't
You
deny
know,
the power of
not like
TikTok.
Backstreet Boys. It'd be more like taking the piss out of each other.
Yeah. I love that shit. Hell yeah.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should do in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it a workout album, party album? What do you personally recommend?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe listen to it individually first, because outside sources could cloud your mind. Could cloud your mind. There could be like an anti-Moose fan there or something, you
Yeah.
know.
All right. Yeah. The anti Kill the Lights fan base could tell you that the record sucks. So listen to it alone.
I love bullets in my Valentine. Kill the Lights. Fuck, it sucks, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right.
So this one should be super, super quick. Off the top of your head, I want you to describe this album for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Deep, dark, and catchy.
Damn right.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
All right. And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the album?
No, just enjoy the journey the album takes you on. We've always been a band which would like to take you on a musical journey. No song is the same, and they switch a lot, so enjoy the ride.
All right. Sounds
Wonderful.
good.
So, are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this record, positive or negative?
The negative being COVID and we couldn't write together. The positive being it's gone. and we finally are together, and I think we've written or created a pretty good album.
Yeah,
for sure.
All things considered, all the shit going on around it, you guys pulled off something pretty awesome in that process.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
UK or America?
Ooh, both.
Yeah.
Funyuns.
Okay.
Is that for... Do you guys have that in the UK?
Not over here so much. You can get them, like, if you're lucky, but... In America, it would be definitely those onion potatoes, potato snacks, onions. Yeah. Oh, they're like crack. They're awesome.
They're pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
All right. And what's your UK choice?
Probably a Greg sausage roll.
All right.
So can you break down what a sausage roll is for me? Because I have an image in my head, and I don't think it's accurate.
Okay. Think of a skinless hot dog.
Okay.
Wrapped in pastry.
That's exactly what I had in my head. Okay, that's perfect. I always just pictured just a regular hot dog. And I was like, you know, you guys could just say hot dog. It's cool too. But sausage roll. Hell yeah.
Sausage roll.
All right. Yum. We hear a lot about this Greg's place from people in the UK. Never had it, but.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if Greg's opened in America, Mr. Greg or whoever owns Greg's would be completely a zillionaire.
Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And on the topic of food, if the band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
I don't know. I think a buffet.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because
okay.
you can choose. It's different types of cuisine if you want it.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
All right. We'll take it. So for the last couple of questions, we're going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Sunday lunch, a UK Sunday lunch.
Sunday lunch. We've heard about Sunday dinner. What is Sunday lunch?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Just different times of day.
Yeah. It'd probably be that. And if it's my last ever drink, it'd probably be a nice cold pint of beer.
All right. Sounds
Hell
good.
Yeah. All right. And if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
Gotham City.
You'd want to live in Gotham City?
Yeah, it looks awesome. It's kind of like the same weather as home, so I'd be quite.
You'd be like, oh, it's quite cozy. Gotham City. All right.
All right.
I'll leave you to it. I'll leave you to it.
And I've thought of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to has said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Black.
I thought you might say green because of the green drum set behind you, but
yeah, this is an old one. I was drunk when I ordered this.
That's a crazy expensive drunk purchase.
All right. So as I said, that's all the questions you have to say. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Mm-hmm. Just the album's coming out March 8th, and I hope everyone streams it or buys it or whatever they do these days, and if they like it, you know, come and check us out when we're on tour.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you. This has been Moose from Kill the Lights, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.